So we're going to have a different kind of sermon today. We're going to look at Psalm 107. And can somebody tell me, is there anybody listening online right now? Okay. All right. And so what we're going to do is we're going to look just briefly at this passage. And then this passage is really all about crying out to the Lord, which I don't think it's coincidental about the worship songs. I mean, man, I was like, Tamara, just keep going. No need for the sermon, right? Just keep going. I mean, it's literally what the message is going to be about today, that last song. And then kind of that vision that I was just receiving. So what we're going to do is I'm going to just share briefly, and then we're going to go into four different kinds of prayers to cry out to the Lord. So this is going to be more participatory. I'm not just up here to like teach about prayer, but I would like to see us actually enter into it through the sermon, if that's cool. All right. So if you'll open your Bibles to Psalm 107, oh, I'm sorry. Right here on the front pew, I have a handout with the scriptures on it as well. If I could get somebody to pass those out, that would be swell. Present continuous. It is happening. This is the New International Reader's Version, all right? So this is like third grade level, NIV. I use it a lot, actually. I use it a lot for people who maybe struggle with reading or they have English as their second language. And when I was doing kind of more formal mission work, it was always nice to have this because I could translate it super easily. And so I really love this translation. It's an NIV, but just written for in simple language. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love continues forever. Yeah, for those who've been redeemed by the Lord, saved by the Lord, let them tell their story. Yeah, he set them free. He brought them back from other lands, from east and west and north and south. Some of them wandered in deserts that were dry and empty. They couldn't find a city where they could call their own, or they couldn't find a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty. Their lives were slipping away. Then they cried out to the Lord. I want us to camp there. Then they cried out to the Lord because of their problems, and he saved them from their troubles. He led them straight to a city where they could make their homes. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love. Let him give thanks to the Lord for the good things and the faithful things that he does for people. He gives those who are hungry, or he gives those who are thirsty, all the water they want, and those who are hungry, all the food they could eat. Right, so I'm just wanting us to look at a couple things before we enter into prayer. So again, this is talking about the people of Israel when they were exiled, right? They were uprooted, right? And they were dispersed. And so if you can imagine just a group of people who are just dispersed in several different places. And so there's going to be this gathering, right, where God brings them back, and he does lead them to a place where they can settle and they can call their own. What I want you to notice, and you can, you know, you have that sheet if you want to jot down notes or whatever, you're more than welcome to, especially as we enter into prayer. If God speaks something to you, I would really write it down so that you can remember it, so it wouldn't just be like this emotional experience that you had once, but it'd be something that you can go back to. So I would like us to just look there on number one of this, this idea that the Lord's love, there's really no, in the Hebrew, there, that this is sort of inserted in, this continue word in English is inserted in. But really, it would read more like the Lord's faithful love forever. The Lord's faithful love forever. It just is. That's what the Lord's love is, right? And so, like, as we enter into this, let us be mindful that the Lord You know, some of you may have really, really struggled to even see the Lord's goodness. That dark box is so heavy over you, you can't even see it. You can't even experience because you're so tight up, bound up in that. Satan is strong at work. But this psalm is a proclamation, and if I can even kind of speak into this prophetic moment that we're having, I feel like this psalm is a prophetic moment where that box is being kicked open as we declare the Lord's goodness. Amen? Right? And so let's declare that, right? As we enter into prayer, we're going to declare the Lord's goodness, that He is good, and His faithful love does endure forever. And bye-bye darkness. You know, let the light of God come. Right, and so the Lord's faithful love endures forever. I think another point. I think another point is just we all have a story to tell. Right, there was a song by Plum a few years ago. I don't know if you've heard the song. Everybody's got a story to tell. It was on Christian radio a lot. Everybody's got a story to tell. Everybody has wounds that need to be healed. Man, that song really ministered to me powerfully when my mom died suddenly of a heart attack. And I mean, one of the lines, she is just singing out, she's like crying out, like everybody just needs to cry out, Lord, I need you. I mean, it was just a really powerful song to me. But in this thing, I had a story at that time. My mom had a story at the time. And man, guys, there was no pretending. There was no pretense. My prayer life at that time in my life, though I was crushed in spirit, it was just this battle cry, right, of crying out to the Lord, Lord, come, Lord, save, Lord, rescue. You know, when we get to that point of helplessness, right, we cry out, right? And so we have a story to be told, and we want to tell that story. And that story oftentimes has many times where we have cried out to the Lord and the Lord is rescued. We've cried out to the Lord and the Lord is rescued. And so though that black box sort of situation might be around you right now, guys, let's not forget how faithful He has been again and again and again and again at different times of our lives. Today is not the end of the story, right? This situation, the stuckage, as my supervisor at GFM would say, this stuckage is not the final day, right? This stuckage is not the final answer. And so let's keep telling that story, remembering how faithful God has been. Sing of that. Pray into that. And I also want us to be thinking about just this whole sojourner, refugee kind of narrative that we have here in Scripture. And so I think it's now the stats or something in our world today, one in every 100 people on earth is a refugee, which is hard to imagine. I know that's just a stat, but I mean, that's a lot of people who have been uprooted. And so to imagine yourself in a situation where things are actually so bad, they're so bad where they are, that you're willing actually to risk everything, your education, everything you've gone through, your family, to leave everything behind, to go somewhere else that you don't even know where you're going, just because it might be a little bit better, right? We've seen that recently in Ukraine. We've seen that, you know, there's atrocities all around our world. We are now host to refugees from all over the world right here in Atlanta. People who that story has been so real. And to think about that just like our neighbors, you know, that the Israelites, that they were crying out to the Lord in their distress and God saved them. Four different times in this chapter alone, they cry out to the Lord and God saves them. The journey is long. The journey is hard. There's even a scripture here that says their lives were wasting away, right? Or the NIV says their lives were ebbing away. It's like they were melting into a shell of themselves, right? Their souls were even tired, not just their physical bodies. But some of you here, maybe your souls are tired today. You're just like, man, I can't go on. And there's a crying out that's about to take place here. There's a crying out that we need to do so that the Lord would come and rescue. All right? And so that's really what I want us to fix our gaze on as we enter into these next moments together. Yeah, so we're going to want to tell that story of how, you know, how God has rescued, how God has saved, this story of even our own uprootedness, right? We probably, most of us in here, haven't been refugees in that sense. But we have had many moments in our lives, especially spiritually, that feel a lot like uprootedness, that feel a lot like ebbing away, that feel like thirst and hunger and drowning and famine and all of those things that come along with the sojourner experience. And so let's not gloss over those, but let's actually, this is one of my pet peeves, so I don't think Beth has ever done this, but I've seen a lot of worship leaders. You come into worship and they're like, let's just forget about everything else and just focus on the Lord. I'm like, how about let's invite the Lord into the mess, right? And let him transform the mess. I understand what people are saying and worship leaders are saying in that. They want to really focus on the Lord. But I have a hard time really focusing when my life's falling apart. And so I'm just like, Lord, come, make sense of this mess, right? Make sense of this mess. We're crying out in the midst of that pain. Amen? All right, so we're going to, there are four kind of prayers that I have. I think it's on the second sheet there. If you flip that over or turn to the second page, there are four different prayers I would like us to enter into. I put on the previous sheet, I just talked about why and how we cry out to the Lord. Well, why we cry out to the Lord is because we're so desperate, right? There's nothing that this is, we're at the end of ourselves, right? And so many of us are, I think we're at the end of ourselves. And even if you don't find yourself in that place right now today, there are plenty of people in this room who are at that place. And there are people in your life, in your work life, or your relatives, or your friends who are in that place. And so whether that may not be, and if it's not you today, that is good, by the way. You know, it's good that you may not be feeling like the waves are crashing over you. But there's many people who are. And so even on their behalf, I would like to see us cry out to the Lord. Yeah, so there's nothing like super duper biblical, I guess, about these four postures of crying out to the Lord. But one thing that I'm trying to get us to do here, guys, as we pray, is that we all are very different, right? I'm a pretty emotional person. I like to shout. I like to dance when I sing, you know, worship songs to the Lord. I'm just an emotional person. That's the way I connect with God, right? There are others here who don't connect with God at all that way, right? And you're quieter, and you're more introspective in your worship. Charity, my wife, we're just the opposite. You know, I would just assume to pace the floor and shout and weep and do all these sort of extreme things. And Charity would just assume to kind of get in alone in a corner and curl up in a ball and just listen. And then say a few words here and there. Okay, and what I want us to understand as we're crying out to the Lord, I'm not trying to make us as a church into one thing, right? We're all different people, but the interesting thing about prayer and worship is sometimes you have to do things that you, not have to, but you want to do things to honor the Lord, to do things that you're not comfortable with, right? To cry out to the Lord in different ways, right? That may not be as, like I don't like to sit and listen, but I need to. In order to hear the Lord, right? If I'm just always shouting, well, I'm not going to hear him. And some of you might be more introspective, and you might need to, like, open up your heart a little bit. Speak. I mean, there's so many commands in Scripture. Shout out to the Lord. You know, cry out to the Lord. I mean, that would be, in some ways, disobedient to Scripture to never cry or shout out to the Lord, right? And so we're going to try to do this in a few different postures here. So the first one is what I'm just calling like just simple breath kind of prayers. Prayers that would just say, Lord, Lord, help in this situation. Or perhaps, I can even be just very transparent about the loss of Charity's aunt this week. You know, a breath prayer for that would be like, oh God, help Charity's grandmother. I'm not sure if she's going to be able to go on. And just stopping. And then letting the Lord minister. So let's just take a few minutes here. And I don't know, Karen, if you want to play or, I mean, we don't have to. There's nothing like super duper awesome about music, why we pray. But if you want to, that's great. So what we're going to do, just take a few minutes. I have a prayer focus there. You can pray. And I would encourage us to pray these out loud. Just a simple, short prayer, like a breath prayer. It's almost like you're at the end of yourself and you're saying, God help. You know, don't feel weird if you pray more than three sentences or something. It doesn't matter, okay? Nobody's up here calculating how long you pray or how short you pray, all right? There's so much grace in this room, okay? And so let's just take a minute as Karen plays softly, and I encourage you to pray those out loud, just a few of us. Jesus, you're our help. I cry out to you to shatter the black box of darkness over individuals' lives in this church. We're at the end of ourselves, Lord. We choose not to lean on our own understanding. We trust you, Jesus. Kind of crying out here, which may appeal to some of you more, or may make others cringe because it's just not you, is a crying out to the Lord of desperation that there's an intensity to it, right? There's an intensity to it. There might be some volume to it, right? And so in this type of crying out, it's one of those prayers where maybe you're alone. And you just kind of lose your, I think sometimes in prayer, we, especially in a corporate gathering, we want to make sure that we pray the thing that's just right, right? And just really polished and, you know, nice sounding words, you know, and I have nothing against like written prayers. I think written prayers can be incredibly powerful. But I think sometimes we get so prepared on what we're going to say that it may or may not be like what's really, really true in our hearts at that very moment. And so let's take a minute here to cry out to the Lord again for people who are just really stuck in the darkness. I believe that, what is my prayer focused here? Yeah, praying for deliverance. This is going to take a little bit more courage for some of us, but I encourage us to pray out a more intense prayer, a prayer that might include some volume or for some shouting even. So let's pray. Lord, for marriages that are just completely stuck and lost and hopeless, God, we cry out, bring healing, oh God, bring deliverance, Lord God, restore love, restore relationship. We're crying out for marriages all across our community where things are, people are, the papers are in their hands. God, we are crying out, rescue and save marriages, oh Lord. The third kind of posture, or the third kind of type of crying out, is it's kind of a little different. It's more of a not crying, actually. it's more of an introspection. And I kind of get the picture of Hannah. Remember this in Samuel, when Hannah was crying out to the Lord, and like her mouth was moving, but you know, not much was coming out. Right? She was just so distraught. And I don't know about you, but I have been there. Right? I have had many prayers like that. Right? Where I'm crying out, and I don't have words. Right? It's just too much. It's too overwhelming. And so we'll just take a few minutes here. To let the Lord guide your thoughts and your wanderings, to use the LVC new word for me, your noticings, right? To really guide those areas. And so this is really not a time to necessarily pray out loud, but to let the Holy Spirit pray through you as you sit in silence and let God direct your thoughts here. This last session here, This is one that is could be new to some, it could be old to some, but it's one of crying out through song, and not just in song, but that is part of the prompt that I have here, but crying out to the Lord in song, like spontaneously, you know, singing a new song to the Lord, or even if the Lord has given you the ability to pray in tongues, and to you have a prayer language, I would encourage you to use that when you cry out to the Lord. Just for me personally, guys, I do speak in tongues regularly, And it's one of those things where so often I'm like going back and forth, you know, in between English and tongues. It's kind of like what Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 14. You know, you pray with your mind, you pray with your understanding. I'm going back and forth and back and forth. And a lot of times, guys, it's just I'm coming to the end of myself. Like I don't have enough word. Like I don't have any more words. And then the Holy Spirit will just pray through me that way. So I would say just for this this prayer time, just to, you know, not overly confuse everyone. Not really. If you are going to pray out in tongues, I encourage you to pray out in tongues. Maybe not like super duper loudly. You know, we're not unless you feel like you have a message from the Lord. Then I would say, you know, speak it really out loudly, and then we'll like kind of wait for an interpretation to see what the Lord might want to say. But I would say encourage you to pray. At least in a way that you can open your mouth. You don't have to feel like you can't pray in tongues because this is going to be confusing, okay? But I just want to distinguish between those two, just a little teaching point here, just to distinguish between a prayer language and then a gift that's being used in the congregation for the betterment of everybody here, if that makes sense. But please, don't be shy. We're gonna enter in this next phase. Like if you want to sing in the Spirit and in English or in tongues, go for it. But I would say if it is a song in tongues, let's kind of wait for an interpretation after you get done with that song, if it's for everybody, if that makes sense. Okay. Cause there's a difference, I think, in scripture between the gift of tongues, right. That is for the body, and a prayer language. Those are the personal sort of thing that we have between us and the Lord. And so because we're a charismatic church, we do them both at the same time sometimes. It can get a little bit interesting. But let's don't be shy, and let's take some time to sing to the Lord. So Lord, we ask that you would help us and give us courage to not lean on our own understanding, to not focus on the petty things. Oh God, we take our marching orders from you. You are the King of all kings. You're the Lord of all lords. It's this image that I get from Jim's word that he was just sharing, Lord, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of angels gathered around the throne, and we're gathered together with them crying out, holy, holy, holy. Lord, give us that kind of image. Lord, to know that we are part of that chorus. Oh, Lord, we can so easily get entangled by the cares of this world. Lord, take us to that place. Continue. Have us live in that place, I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, guys, just to wrap up, I encourage you to read over Psalm 107 this week several times. And even some of these different prayer, different ways to cry out to the Lord, I encourage you to try different ones out. You'll probably be a little bit more daring when you're by yourself, hopefully. But I encourage you, if you've never cried out to the Lord with great volume, I encourage you to shout out to the Lord throughout this week when you're alone with the Lord. If you've never kind of introspectively just sat there and closed your mouth for more than 20 seconds, then I encourage you to try that. I encourage you to try some of these shorter kind of breath prayers if that's not something you've done before. And sometimes that's a really good thing to do. You're on your way to the car. You know, you're like, Lord, sort of moment. And that's fine, right? That's fine, right? And I encourage you to do that in different moments of the day. And I also encourage you to sing in the Spirit and to pray in the Spirit, spontaneous prayers as unto the Lord. But let's stay in that place of crying out. And also, I would encourage you, if there was anyone here that felt like there was just like a snapping or like a breaking of that sort of the black darkness, whatever, that was over you, please share that with someone. Please share that with someone, because then we can rejoice in what God is doing and has done. Right? But Lord, we thank you so much for your word. Lord, we thank you that we, though we are sojourners and refugees in the sense of we are all been on this spiritual journey where we have been uprooted and you've saved us dramatically. Lord, we have been thirsty. Lord, we have been hungry. Our lives have been ebbing away or just kind of been wasting away, but you've come and you've rescued us and you've saved us. And we thank you for that, Lord. It's not gone unnoticed what you've done, Lord. Though some of us may still be in a place that's really, really hard, we look back and we remember the story. We remember the story of how you've rescued your people again and again and again throughout history. We remember the story of how you've rescued us personally and our families. And so, Lord, I just pray that this week that you would draw us in deeper and deeper intimacy with you. Lord, that we could be saying that there's more and more and more and more of you. Lord, that we would not just stay here in this place, but we would go deeper and deeper with you. Thank you for the ways that you spoke today and the ways that you your spirit manifested itself to us. And I pray that we would just go in the power of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.